We are at Hamilton Heights High School, home of the Huskies. Conference crossover game tonight. The perimeter around the league, I'll mention Hamilton Heights. The essential cap is going to play for third or fourth place for conference. We welcome you to today's education-based high school varsity boys baseball game. The Lafayette Central Catholic Knights and the Hamilton Heights Huskies. And the winner tonight will secure third place. Season's Hamilton and Hoosier Crust standings. And we'll mention this internet radio broadcast is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. So that's Robbie Kendall, the internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. My wife's listening at home. She's got a 45-second delay. Do all of the listeners, no matter what state you're listening from, it's got a 45-second delay. Some of them are 75, and she's going to give me some instructions here. We're on top of the press box at Hamilton Heights. It's a great view. It's not quite the view straight behind home plate at Central Catholic Gordon Lemmy Field, but it's going to work right here. We're going to do some video taken upstairs right here. The grass is green. It is chlorophylled. And we're just going to hold the microphone. That's a phone. It's a Samsung phone. It works well to transmit signals to let people know about sporting events and other events. So we're going to talk a little bit about each school. First, we'll talk about the home team. The home team on the scoreboard, that's the Hamilton Heights Huskies. Hamilton Heights High School, the school enrollment is 731. Their school was conglomerated back to Jackson Central High School, turned into Hamilton Heights in 1965. So we'll mention, see if my wife can back in, give us some information. And we'll mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies. They're Class 3A, Sectional 27. Five in their sectional. Their sectional will take place above Jesuit High School down on 86th Street, Annapolis. And we'll mention Game 4. Game 4, Saturday, 25th of May, 11 a.m. It will be given Catholic and Hamilton Heights. And Game 5, that will be on a Monday. Back on a Monday, that'll be in Memorial Day, 27th at 10 a.m., Buff Jesuit and Bishop Chittard. Six, that's also on a Monday. They're going to conclude on a Monday. And Monday the 27th, 12 noon ball game will be Indianapolis Shortridge. That go against the winner of Game 4, which would be either Guerin Catholic or Hamilton Heights. Game 7 will be the championship game. 7 o'clock start there at Brebeuf High School. It'll be the winner of Game 5 versus the winner of Game 6. Will complete Class 3A Sectional 27. The principal at Hamilton Heights High School is Mr. Jared Mason. Athletic director is Mr. Kurt Algen. Algen, very instrumental, very precious. Mr. Kurt Algen, athletic director at Hamilton Heights. I'll also mention the athletic secretary. I consider her the athletic department manager. That's Lee Ann Lappett. Athletic trainer. She's been a trainer for years. She has kept players on the playing field for a long time. That's Miss Jan Clifton. Hamilton Heights High School is located at 25802. At 802, that's State Road 19, Arcadia, Indiana. Them up by telephone at 317-984-3551. Checks back in, says it's coming in just fine. Not saying loud and clear. Here makes me feel a little bit better for the transmission. We'll see if she can revise that. Also mentioned on the web, Hamilton Heights. You can find them at hhcHuskies.org. Colors, orange, white, and brown. Form in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the East Division. Tonight it's the East versus the West. and they're playing all their games in baseball this year at the East Division site. And I will mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies are 11 wins, 10 losses on the season. Huskies during the season had a 5-game win streak. Most recently, they've had a 4-game win streak, 4-2 in the Hoosier East. Last night, the Huskies had a ball game right here at home versus McCutchen. 2-2 ball game. We'll mention Hamilton Heights fell 6-4 versus a good McCutchen team. McCutchen now 17-2 on the season. Had 14 hits in the game last night. Hamilton Heights had 11. The head coach for the Hamilton Heights Huskies, working in year number one, is Coach Adam Hughes. He'll stay put, stay tuned after the ballgame. We're going to speak with Coach Adam Hughes after the ballgame. We'll also speak with Coach Tim Bourdonnais, Central Catholic coach. We'll also mention, we'll let you know, next game on the agenda for Hamilton Heights. A doubleheader tomorrow. Tomorrow, the 11th of May, doubleheader. They'll be at the Anderson Indians in 11 a.m., second game at 1:30. Emma and the Anderson Indians are currently 11-9 on the season. Hamilton Heights right now, they're 11-10. And 3 remaining games on the agenda for Hamilton Heights. And next week, Tuesday the 14th, over against Kokomo. Kokomo currently 10-9. And then on a Saturday, next Saturday, they'll have a doubleheader on the 18th against Frankfurt. They'll play 2 games against Frankfurt. Frankfurt is currently 11-8 on the season. It'll be next weekend on the 18th. It's a little bit about the Central Catholic Knights. That Central Catholic Knights High School, they have a school enrollment of 296. It was founded in 1956. 1A, sectional 54. There are 6 in their sectional. Their sectional will take place at Lafayette Central Catholic High School. We'll have a Thursday-Monday tournament in the sectional over there. We'll mention game 1 on the 23rd of May. That's a Thursday. It'll be North Vermilion in Fountain Central. 2 will also be that Thursday evening, slated for a 7:30 start time. It'll be there about the Covington in the ex-Central Catholic. 5, they'll come back on a Monday. They'll finish the tournament on Monday, Memorial Day. 5 will be May 27th, Monday. It'll be at 11 o'clock start. It'll be winner of game 1 versus winner of game 2. Game 6 will feature a Monday ball game at 1:30 p.m. right after the noon break. It'll be Attica and Riverton Park. Attica and Riverton Park drew the ping pong ball, and they got lucky. They made it to the second round without playing a first round game. And then game 7, that will be the championship game. It'll be Monday evening. The evening, 7:30 start time, it'll be the winner of Game 5 versus the winner of Game 6. That will be for Class 1A Sectional 54 championship game. Mention Central Catholic High School is located at 2410 South Mine Street, Lafayette, Indiana, 47909. You can dial them up by telephone at 765-474-2496. On the web, you can find them at lccathletics.com. They were the colors navy and white. They also perform in the Hoosier Conference. They are in the West Division. The Central Catholic Knights are 16 wins, 6 losses presently on the season. In the Hoosier West, they finished 7-1. Coach of Central Catholic Knights, Tim Bourdonnais. Tim Bourdonnais is a 1987 graduate from Central Catholic High School. I probably failed to mention Coach Adam Hughes, also a graduate, Hamilton Heights High School. So both coaches coaching their love of baseball. Mentioned the next game on the agenda for Central Catholic after tonight. They'll play on Tuesday. This Tuesday, the 14th of May, 6 o'clock start, Central Catholic will be at Lewis Cass. They'll also miss, I believe Lewis Cass game last year got rained out and it didn't get made up. They're probably biting at the bit right there to play each other. COVID year, that COVID year was nasty. He bumps into, accidentally, a Dollar General, bumps into Coach Marchand. That was during the COVID. That's when they had already canceled the baseball season. Marchand let me know 9 seniors on his ball club that had grown up from knee high, playing with each other year after year. He was looking forward to a good season. Didn't get to play. I know A.J. Borden, that might have been his sophomore year. Or yeah, he didn't get to play his sophomore year. So, anyway, we'll mention Central Catholic Knights. We have 4 games left on the agenda. Regular season will be after the Cavs game. They'll have 2 home, 2 away. New York Montgomery. They'll play out a home game on a Thursday at LCC on the 16th of May. Have 2 away games. The first one will be Friday at Harrison on the 17th. Saturday at Logansport. That's a 12 noon ball game at Logansport on the 18th. And then LCC will be home on a Monday with Caston. And he's the 20th. Also mentioned, the principal at Central Catholic High School is Mr. Darryl Beck. The director is Mr. Tim Bourdonnais. Assistant athletic director is Charlie Roberts. And the athletic trainer is Sarah Igo. Joe has an 8-month-old little girl and named her Mackenzie. Sure, Sarah Igo, pretty darn good mom. I don't think she'd be anything different. The umpires have arrived. We're in a dark blue. Places to start at about 6 o'clock. Baseball here. Okay, Heights lights are on. Ball field to our left. And coach, is once a coach, always a coach. Mr. Ogden, the athletic director, he's coached basketball here. He had a tremendous loss record in 5 years. Real good. But anyway, there is going to be some more changes down here. Some Heights, they got a new football field. They got turf. Field turf, it's behind us. And it's to be up on top of the press box. Appreciate that. And behind the baseball facility, there's a softball facility. And about inverting that and making the... And that there's going to be right there, I guess, pretty close to where the batting cages are right now, just behind the third base dugout. Third base dugout is occupied by Hamilton Heights. But behind the dugout, about that vicinity, there is a batting cage. They're going to put a new concession stand there. And Ogden lets me know that this season, they'll go with the facilities that we're standing on right now. And after next season's, next fall's football season, they'll begin a demolition right here, and they'll put a new press box here. Should look nice. Be absolutely gangbusters. So, police working right here. They're working the excavators over there right now. They're going to build a new parking lot closer to 256th Street. The street right here. You got the soccer field. Youth soccer. A lot of things happening here at Hamilton Heights High School. We'll talk a little bit about that baseball. I'll let you know that there are 385 games. It'll take 385 games in 25 days' time. 386 teams will begin the 57th annual IHSAA baseball tournament. A lot of teams. And we'll mention sectional games begin on May 22nd. That's from some sites. Continues through Memorial Day, Monday the 27th of May. The breakdown by class. 4A, there are 97 teams. 3A, 97 teams. Class 2A, 95 teams. Class 1A, 97 teams. Our teams, some teams, I'll add to that, but some of them are not quite qualified to become IHSAA. In the semi-states, let's go back to the regionals. Regional competition, that will happen in one day. That'll be on Saturday, June the 1st. To win the section, we'll go to the regional. You'll find out where you're going to play and who you're going to play. will take place on June 2nd. Meyer, June 1st. Did change that up just a little bit. But just one game for the regional. Two games on the semi-state. It was the same way last year. Semi-state will take two wins. An eighth advancement to, yes, on the eighth, you'll win two games and you go to Victory Field. Victory Field, that'll be two games each day. Be all on the same day. It'll be June 14th, 15th. And now nobody knows who's going to play on which day. Catholic played last year. They didn't know until Coach Bourdain found out and he let everybody know. Before that, I think that's when they made the change. Not quite sure. I played baseball today. Hamilton Heights. That's Central Catholic. Pretty good view up here. You want to talk on the microphone?
Yeah. It's nice. Mixed skies, but still pretty nice to be here and excited to watch some good baseball.
Good drive over.
Yes, not too busy. Had a little bit of 5 o'clock traffic coming out of Lafayette, but at 47, it was a clear road. So
familiar with this traffic you went to Lafayette. I take 52 most of the time.
I live out on the west side, so easier for me to go to 65 and then down to 47 rather than go all the way out to 231 down to 52. So I'm here tonight. So,
well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah.
Football, didn't you?
I did. I played football all 4 years of high school. Played baseball my first 2 years. But then, yeah, just stuck with football.
Hi, Ignis, but tell the audience your name.
I'm Nathan Hardenberg. I graduated CC in 22. And then have just come back, helped out the team, whatever, just coming out to the field and watching my friends play and just great baseball, so.
Bill, you got a great attitude. What do you weigh in at? What, about 6'3"?
About 6'3", 285. Defensive lineman in high school, so.
You'd be good on anybody's team. How about this NFL draft? I mean, I tell you what, the first defensive player, was it taken until about like number 11?
That was it was a very offensive heavy draft, especially in the first round. A little bit disappointed. I'm a Panthers fan myself. Didn't have a first round pick this year, but it was just, we got a couple key players. Hopefully we'll have a better year this year, so.
I think that Frank Reich got a fair shake by letting him go after 8 games.
I think that last season was not his fault by any means. Just tough. Line was terrible. New quarterbacks just didn't go well. So.
We're going to start this game. Can I come back in a little bit?
Yep.
So we're going to do some baseball right now. Both the coaches, their meeting has broken up. We're going to announce the lineups. They're actually going to announce the non-starters first. It's working right there. I won't mention. Through the microphone tonight, it is Coach Kurt Ogden. Kurt Ogden going to announce tonight. Sun's coming out. It's going to glisten. Got beyond the clouds. And should be a good one. And we'll talk about football. Who's your conference next year? School division. Small school division. We'll try to get that in here in a little bit. I'm going to mention the non-starters. Tune in.
Number 20, Dave Minnick.
National anthem, X or not, always sounds good. Standing at attention. National anthem, everybody on the same page. Play baseball right now. We'll mention this ball field. Beautiful ball field. As mentioned, grass, green, the infield is dirt. Baselines, the baselines way back a few several years ago, they sodded them back in when Kevin Miller was coaching here. Kevin Miller went 14-plus years as an assistant coach for Hamilton Heights baseball. He's in Florida now. They signed into baseline. So you got grass from third base to home, first base to home. And I will mention the backstop. The backstop behind home plate. Good ways back there. If he misses the baseball with a guy on third, there's going to be no play at the plate. That's one thing. They have a lot of foul territory here. It kind of squares off from the back of the backstop behind home plate to left field and to right field. A lot of foul territory for catching foul balls. So we'll mention the Hamilton Heights Huskies is going to take the field first. They're getting warmed up right now. Doing the pitching. for Hamilton Heights tonight is Nick Hewlin. Nick Hewlin wears number 12. His catcher is Kyle Michael. He wears number 14. At first base, number 21, Dean Mason. At second base, number 7, Caden Lawson. At shortstop, number 1, Phoenix Vondersaar. At third base, number 10, Owen Roby. In left field, number 29, Logan Hickman. In center field, number 15, John Irons. And in right field, number 13, Levi Chandler. They start this game up. It is 7:09. So on, we can play all night if they need to. I've been some long ball games played this season. Stepping in, leadoff batter in today's ball game, Central Catholic Knights, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. Working from the stretch, nobody on, Nick Hewlin, first pitch of the ball game. Above the zone, ball 1. In the glove already, pretty good velocity off of that right hand. Hewlin. Nick Hewlin, quite an athlete, multi-sport. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Playing in on the grass. He'll feel that that's Owen Roby. He threw across the diamond, get the put out. With 21, Dean Mason. There's one out here in the top of the first inning. This is through the clouds now. Kind of shading our eyes right now. We had the glasses, left those in the vehicle. But that's okay. We'll just shield our eyes. Just stepping in the bat, two-hitter for Central Catholic. Number 17, Gavin Boutel. One strike call, fastball right down Meridian. So no balls, one strike, you'll step back in. Working from the stretch, now the spell. That's from Hewlin. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Straight back, he's right over bottom of the baseball on mission. Right back to the screen, picked up. Whole batter, four-hitter. Brent Robbins, he'll do the picking for the Knights in the ballgame. Three strikes, here comes the pitch from Hewlin. Swung on, ground ball, back to Hewlin, he'll glove it. He'll go over to first base, he'll flip it. And they get the put out with Dean Mason at first base. There are two out in the top of the first. I'm going to step in for Central Catholic. They're going to be the three-hitter. Ken Lucas Gerke. Gerke going to play first base. Okay, he'll step in, first left-handed batter in the ballgame. Stretch. Turning, looking at signals, now out of set. Nick Hewlin, first hit to Gerke. Comes in low for ball 1. Well, no strikes. Now out of set position, here comes the 1-0 pitch. Out of ball. He takes 2. Ball count goes 2-0. Back in, taps the plate, stretch, now the set, here's the pitch from Hewlin. On ground ball, it's going to be a foul ball down in front of the plate. He got it. He off the bat, his swing got the bat, got him in the box, makes it a foul ball. Home plate umpire right there to make the call. So it's 2-1. One strike. Owen Roby, he's in front of the bag at third. He's in, inside half, strike called. Who's he then at 2-2? Calls two strikes. Bringing out a stretch, now a set. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, swing and a miss. Go down in order. The Knights will play defensively. The pitch is now, we'll miss. And that was Nick Hewlin. Then we'll talk a little bit about his pitching stats. He has an ERA of 3.37. Hewlin has pitched 27 innings today's ballgame. Dear class member, you got 3 wins, 2 losses. This is appearance number 8 on the season. He has 1 game start. This is his second. He has 1 save. He's given up 25 hits. 15 runs, 13 of those runs were earned. He has walked 15 batters. He has struck out 42. It's 120 batters thrown thus far this season, entering this game, 482. Hey, what? Get this out of the way. Talk about this. Pacers. You know, the Pacers tipped off about 10 minutes before our first pitch. They're at Gainbridge tonight. Are they going to get a win?
Sure, hope they get a win. You know, first few games, kind of heartbreakers, led late both games and kind of couldn't bring it home. So hopefully come back tonight and we'll finish and get the dub.
Yeah, because I need two in a row right here to go back and play an away game.
Especially home. Home crowd brings energy, and we get a win tonight, and then go back to York with a series tied 2-2, and then get a couple wins there and win the series. So
what Spike Lee's been there, but Reggie Miller did the call on the last game.
Yeah, I saw that was a little bit of a dramatic thing between them there. Spike came and visited Reggie while he was announcing, and had the gift for him of the frames of when the New York press didn't like him making fun of Reggie. So it was
good times back then. You only found out about him. You didn't know about him.
Yeah, no, a little bit before my time, but
okay. Let's warm up on this diamond right now. Brent Robbins doing the pitching. Where's number 33? His catcher, number 3, is Jackson Kane. First base, number 10, Lucas Gerke. Second base, number 9, Hudson Gutwein. At shortstop, number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Third base, number 17, Gavin Boutel. In left field, number 34, Keaton Brooks. Center field, number 41, Isaac Suffinger. And in right field, number 20, Caden Minnick. Step in right now, Hamilton Heights going to send their one hitter to the plate. Phoenix Vonderstar, Phoenix Vonderstar playing shortstop here for Coach Adam Hughes. He wears number 1, right-handed batter. Coming in. Looking at signals. We're going to wind up. Robbins, 1 foot on, 1 foot off. First pitch. South side, maybe a tad bit high. Got a pretty... We're off vision right here, but we got pretty good eyesight. Hey, but we are not the umpire. Here comes the 1-0 pitch. Foul tip in the glove. Jackson Kane cleans another one. Ball, one strike. Infield playing regular depth. Tail playing a bit off the base there at third base. Here comes the wind in the 1-1 pitch. Side going to get by Jackson's glove. Attention, that ball will travel for miles to get by the catcher's and equipment. Ball from right. Box Phoenix Vonderstar. Here comes the wind and the pitch. Swung on. One. Territory. Giving it a chase is Robbins. Step in the field of play. But that ball was sky high. The umpire was following. Sure, the catch was going to be a catch. A good chase right there by the pitcher. And Robbins. Kane had I'm finding it off the bat. And a lot of people would. And Robbins had a pretty good view of where the ball went up. It's a foul ball. It could have been caught, but that would have been a tremendous catch. It probably traveled about 85 or 90 feet. Stat. So here comes the 2-2 pitch from Robbins. Javonisar. Out of ball. 3-2 kick. Both two strikes. Batter in the lineup for the Huskies. And some pitches to the dugout. Wind up, Brent Robbins. Here comes the 3-2. For ball 4. So Phoenix Vonderstar is jogged down to first base. His sliding mitt on. Out of the lineup. Then it's going to be the two-hitter, number 21, Mason. Mason, first baseman, Huskies. Mason, a member of the senior class. They've had a little bit of an open stance. Now stretch, now a set. Robbins, triple set. Pitch, low and inside, ball 1. Dean Mason, phenomenal weekend playing better baseball at Elwood. Might have been a couple of weeks ago. Stretch, now the set. Here comes the pitch. Shot to left field. Then it's going to be a base hit. Mason working on that average. I'll go ahead and try to finish it. Doubleheader at Elwood. This was known to me by Coach Alden, athletic director. Dean Mason went 8-for-8, played in 2 games. RBI, 5 runs scored, 3 home runs, a double, singles. And at that time, Dean Mason was batting 435 with 19 RBI. Dean Mason right now batting 354 with 22 RBI. So runners at first and second. He's working out a stretch, now the set. Second base. Brent Robbins, first pitch, outside and low. Ball one. Out of the box for Hamilton Heights. Three hitter number 12, Ewan. Ewan doing the pitching for the Huskies. Turning and looking at signals, out stretch. Robbins, a senior class member. Check second base. Here comes the pitch. Low and away, ball two. I'm out on the diamond. Jackson came in a jog out. Going to talk a few words with Brent Robbins. And Kane, a junior class member. Robbins, a senior. They both play football together. Make a difference. Jackson's going to finish up the words he had to speak. Back behind the dish. Aboard for Hamilton Heights. Nobody out. Balls, no strikes. The hitter, number 12, Nick Hewlin. He's live. Now the stretch. Now the set position. Brent Robbins. Second. Here comes the 2-0. Swung on. Going to pop one up center field. Going to get the gap. Left center. Backing up. Going to try to make the catch. Couldn't make the catch. Ball's going to be up against the wall in the left center field. Coming around third base. First run is Finch Bonasar. The second run is Dean Mason. Yes, slide in triple for base and a 2 RBI triple for Nick Hewlin. Stroke to the left center field. Got a lot of that sweet spot on that aluminum bat. But in, going to be the four hitter, John Iron. John Iron wears number 15. He's playing center field. John Iron is a senior class member. Third base. Pitch. Today's strike called. Oops, one strike. And then, out. We're in the bottom of the first inning. A lot of game left. Here comes the pitch. Strokes. Take a ground ball into right field. Picked up by Kate Minnick. Coming in to score from third base, Nick Hewlin. It's going to be an RBI single off the bat of John Iron. And out on the diamond, Coach Bourdain going to walk out. And a couple, 3, 4, 5 years ago, Matt Wallace. Matt Wallace, former coach of Hamilton Heights. Came over to Lafayette Central Catholic. I believe A.J. Wills was the pitcher. A.J. Wills went the distance. Central Catholic brought a relief pitcher in late in the ball game. It was a good game. I think A.J. Wills got the win that day. Central Catholic talking it over on the pitchers now. The coordinator adjourned the meeting. Defender is going to go back to their respective positions. Bat in the lineup for Hamilton Heights. Number 8, Dylan Pitts. Pitts is doing the D-18 in the ballgame, adding 4, defensive player, second baseman, number 7, Caden Lawson. Lawson is at second base. Nice. Stretch. Pitch swung on. All our territory. You're going to keep me safe up here, aren't you?
So, I hope to keep myself safe, too.
That ball is right nearby. Right in front of us. So foul ball. 0-1 count. Out of stretch. Now the set for Robbins. Move first base. Good move. Just getting back safely. On iron. He's going to hold him on. It's almost a good tag. Catholic. Out of stretch. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. He's going to take one to right center field. Going to bounce in there. Base hit. Picked up by Kate Mink. Here, toss it in. So I hit the cutoff and I end up at third base, sliding in there safe at third base is John Iron. Going to be a credit for a single. The pitch will get second base on the throw. Howdy Al, runners on second and third base. Wilson Heights. Batter to step in, going to be number 14, Kyle Michael. Michael doing the catching. Hamilton Heights, going to be another timeout on the diamond. Or they're going to walk out with the infield. Bordenegger, Lucas Gerke, first baseman. Man and change his glove, and he'll come out and get warmed up. It's Gerke. We'll see there, but we believe three Robins in center field. The common thing. Robins a great center fielder. Not saying that Isaac Suppinger is not. He plays good left field and right field in center field. Fed back. Bring Gerke in so he can go down the bullpen and get some activity. Robins just stay in there. Nobody's going to give up on a Brent Robins. Give up on a Brent Robins.
So you can't give up on him. Great football player, great baseball player. Just great getting to know him. Great guy overall, so.
Guy in society, and just wait here about 4 or 5 years, see where he's at.
He'll be good. I know he plans to go down to Florida next year for college, hopefully play college football down there. Hope to see what comes of it and where he ends up in a couple of years.
Nice. Of course you're. He's probably staying in Davenport, Florida. Anyway, the pitch, a changed lineup. The umpire walked over, told the Hamilton Heights bench. Gerke came in. He's an original starter. Going to get some warm-up tosses. Going to go with first baseman. Second and third base. Stretch. Here comes the pitch from Robins. Above the zone, ball one. Oh, Michael. Sure. The batter. Alisette checks third base. Here comes the pitch. Ball foul right side. By the first base coach. Ball, one strike, nobody out. They have three runs in. First, that was sad. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Oh, good block by Jackson Kane. One count. Oh, Michael, six hitter. Let's keep stretch, peering in, looking at signals. Now Alistair, he'll check third base. Pitch from Robins. On. He'll pop one. Foul. Step on the roof. Off two strikes. Nobody out. On the horizon right here. Looking at signals. Stretch, now a set. Second base. The pitch from Robins, a 2-2. Breaking pitch. To the gap, left center field. Base hit. A score for Hamilton Heights. Four runs, 15, John Iron, and number 8, Dylan Pitts. Ace hit, the eye for Kyle Michael, the catcher. In the dugout, he put his gear on. He'll give way to courtesy runner. Courtesy runner, I believe that's number one. We'll double check that. And sign out on the diamond. Coach Borden, they're going to walk out again. Try to get Lucas Gerke a couple of more there in the bullpen before they pull him over. And Robins is going to jog out to center field. Steppinger going to jog in. He cans with one another. It's Gerke. Jog in. He's in the infield grass. The baseball. Get some warm-up tosses. face hit that of Kyle Michael, the catcher. Warm up tosses. Rubber, right-handed pitcher for Catholic. And Central Catholic has Lucas Gerke. Gerke wears number 10. The junior class member with 170 and an infielder. He's got 19 and two-thirds innings far on the season. His appearance number 8. Started one game, obviously. This is a relief role. Lucas Gerke has faced 79 batters. He has pitched 385 pitches. Win-loss record of 2 wins, 0 losses. He's given up 12 hits, 6 runs. 2 of those runs were earned. Walked 4 batters, struck out 22 of those batters, went down looking. 3 batters along the way. Lucas Gerke, ERA of .712. Impressive. More Matt Carlson's right-handed pitcher. Get some looseness right there on the infield. Ball around. Steffinger has moved to first base. Works from there. Final is Diamond. Moving around. 7 at bat for Hamilton Heights, the 7 hitter. 9, Logan Hickman. And Hickman, a fielder. Batter, working out a stretch. Now the set, here's the first pitch from Gerke for ball 1. All no strikes. The out. Into the first inning. Dad, here comes the pitch. And away, ball 2. No strikes. Runner at first base. It's in Heights. Courtesy runner for Michael. Out of the set. Pitch. A miss. Healthy cut. And Logan Hickman is 2-1. Almost 1 strike. Looking at singles out of stretch. Lucas Gerke. First base out of stretch. Now the set. 2-1. Add ball 3. Falls 1 strike. A lot of folks shading their eyes. That sun is good for a lot of things, but not right now. Stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. Swung on. Base hit to left field. Over the third base glove of Gavin Boutel, picked up in left field by Keaton Brooks. Third base hit off the bat of a Husky. The runners at first and second base for Hamilton Heights. For stepping in, he'll be the 8th hitter. For 10, that's Owen Roby. Owen Roby, the third baseman. Looking at singles, Lucas Gerke, out of the stretch. Now the set. He'll check second base. First pitch to Roby. He'll put a bunt down. It'll be a foul ball out of play. Straight back. The bunt a bit late, almost as if he was trying to bunt for a hit. He's trying to move the runners. To guess. Of 1 strike. Out of the set, Lucas Gerke checks second base. Again, here's the 0-1. He'll put a bunt down. It's a good one. Out in front of the plate, picked up by Jackson. Jackson Kane throws a strike to first base. Mission accomplished by the 8 hitter, number 10, Owen Roby. Move to second and third base. Getting a little bit behind the clouds now. Getting them for their left man hand. It's included. Stepping in, 9 hitter, number 13, Levi Chandler. Field. Runners at second and third, there's 1 out. Set, here comes the pitch. High and tall, ball 1. ball, no strikes. Infield is in on the lip of the grass. Playing shallow. Comes a pitch from Gerke. On. Gonna pop it up on the infield. Four by Mikey Stapleton. Shortstop. Catch it near the pitcher's rubber. Or two outs. Here's still at second and third base. Have five runs in here in the bottom of the first inning. Then going to be the one hitter, Phoenix Bondesar. Star in 13 games. Played appearances, 43 at bats. Batting 349. Here comes the first pitch from Lucas Gerke. Smith outside. One. Bondesar batting 349. He's got a 440 on base percentage. Stretch, now the set. Checks third base, here's the pitch. Outside, ball two. Star has 15 games, or excuse me, 15 hits, 13 games. Singles, three are doubles. Nine RBI out of the set. This is the pitch from Gerke. High and tight, three. Balls, no strikes. First base is open. At the plate. Second time to bat this inning. Set. Here comes the 3-0. High for ball four. So Bondesar is jogged down again. Sliding men on. Bases are going to become all occupied for Hamilton Heights. Bases are loaded. Stepping in. Going to be number 21 for Hamilton Heights. Dean Mason. Mason leads the team with five round trippers this season. Standard batter's box. Peering in, looking at signals, Lucas Gerke. Base is loaded. Two outs. Here comes the first pitch. Third ball in there for a strike. Placement by Gerke. Facing the lefty, righty facing the lefty, brought that curveball from outside back into the plate. One count. Out of set. The pitch. Swung on. Ground ball. I'm playable by first baseman, Isaac Suppinger. There went sure to toss it over to Gerke or not. He steps on it. Goes unassisted. The Knights get out of the inning. To give up five runs. First inning. A lot of baseball left to play. Beautiful day to play it. Henson at the end of one complete. Hamilton Heights, 5, Central Catholic, 0. Also mentioned, this game is in part being brought to you tonight by your home away from home. Sometimes wonder how relaxing it would be to take your family to Florida, but you don't have a place to stay. Well, you can enjoy that home away from home in Davenport, Florida. Enjoy a four-bedroom, four-and-a-half-bath, spacious townhome with a private pool, available for short-term or long-term stays. Port Florida is a vacation destination in northeastern Polk County, proximity to Walt Disney Theme Park in Orlando. You enjoy the warm sand and the sunny beaches. 80 minutes separate you from Cocoa, Water, Daytona, and New Smyrna beaches. You and your family could jump on a plane or hop in a car. When you get to Davenport, Florida, there you are. You can direct your emails. You can inquire. Send emails to 353@gmail.com. 353@gmail.com. Yeah, so. Next batter to step in, that one is Mr. Brent Robbins. And Robbins, you're pretty good friends with Brent.
Known him since I was in fifth grade, he was in fourth grade, went to St. Lawrence Elementary together. CC, he came there, so yeah, we've just been good friends all through high school and junior high, so.
First pitch, the breaking pitch finishes high above the zone. Evans, right-handed batter for Central Catholic. He's the fourth hitter.
Center field.
Presently, actually, batting is presently. He's playing center field. He can pitch that good next. He comes in there high for ball two. Robbins, right-handed batter's box. Working from the stretch. Nick Hewlin, here comes the pitch. Called. Top of the zone. It's 2-1. That's for the ninth. It's Caden Minnick. Stretch, now is set. Here comes the 2-1. Unfouled back. Top of the backstop. Going to go sky high. Play. Robbins. It's even at 2-2. That's two strikes. Hewlin, out of set. Here comes the pitch. Block. Tremendous block by Kyle Michael. Landed probably about 4 feet from the plate up against his chest. Goes full. 3-2. Set. Here comes the pitch. In sight. Ball four. Kevin Bastrom. Jogging to first base and put his sliding mitt on. That's Brent Robbins. They're going to step in for the Knights, number 20, Caden Minnick. Going to look at signals. Third base coach, Bourdonnais. First base, Brent Robbins. Stepping in, left-handed batter. Senior class member, Caden Minnick. Stretch. Out of set position. Pitch. Swung on. Okay. Picked up a shortstop. Unassisted. He'll tag the bag. Throw across the diamond. Get the put out at first base. Full play. Always them fed right there at second base. And a good play by Phoenix Bonasar. Get the double play. Old fashioned way. There's two outs. Knights going to bat and send in. They're going to be the catcher. Kincaid. Kane, right-handed batter. Kane, the last ball game, Twin Lakes, hit a solo shot. Tied ball one. Well, no strikes. Back in, right-handed batter's box. And now out of set, the pitch. I did strike call. One ball, one strike. Oh, we're in the top of the second inning. He's got five in the bottom of the first. Alva said, 1-1. And tight. Two. Of one strike. Stepping off the back of the rubber. Step back in. It's Nick Hewlin. Peering in, looking at signals. Now Alva said, pitch. Get back to the screen. Who's even at 2-2? Get there. Scoreboard may be quite sure there. It's 2-2. Two strikes. Might have thought that was just a ball. So here comes the 2-2 pitch to Jackson. Ball, he'll stay in the box with a 2-2. Ball's two outs. Strikes. It's texting in. It says, Pacers 29, Knicks 22. Good, appreciate that. My dad texted that in. He might be at this game. He probably is at this game. He's watching another game. Out of the set, here comes a 2-2 pitch to Jackson Kane. The catcher there, Michael, back to the screen. Wasn't mandatory to handle that baseball. Nobody on base. A little fun there, trying to chase the foul balls. Brooks, Central Catholic, working against Landon Cook, 20 from Hamilton Heights, junior from Heights, and a senior from Central Catholic. Two on the board. It might be 2-2. Okay, here's the pitch. On, you're going to foul one out of play again. Balls two strikes. Count. Contain. A step back in. It's out of play. Back in. Ball's made live. Nobody on. Stretch. Nick Hewlin. 2-2 pitch. ball foul to third base, and just a tad bit left of Coach Boardman. Offer to put a glove down for that. That's a scorcher.
Oh, usually he will. He'll at least try to, like, stop it, but I think that one was hit a little bit too hard for him there.
Good base Purdue scholarship he got.
Just great having him as a coach. I know growing up with him, great guy to look up to as a baseball player myself. So,
hey, man. So stepping in once again, Choo-Choo Kim. Fetch, now a set. Pitch. Your drop third strike. Ball's loose. Jackson King going to make it to first base. Got loose right there and might have bounced off the catcher's shin guards. By the time he found it out in front of the plate, Jackson King, they run a 4-4-40. Knights have another one aboard. Two out. Stepping in is going to be number 30, Sandberg. Sandberg will step in. I gained a batter's box. Sandberg batting as a DH. Pitch. Ground ball. Up the middle. Going to be fielded by the second baseman. Aiden Lawson will throw over to first base, hit the put out with Dean Mason. The Knights are out of the inning. They get a couple of runners aboard. Go to the bottom. Second inning. Pitching after 1.5. Knights 5, Central Catholic 0. So mention, this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment, 1955. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com, your Central Indiana equipment dealer, and customers and the community since 1955. Farm Equipment, they owned and operated Reynolds Family owned and operated. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment. As farmers, landscapers, contractors, and homeowners of Central Indiana. A line of new and used John Deere products. And service for agriculture, dental, and commercial construction equipment. Operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment is Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, they're open 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon. Closed on Sunday. Reynolds Farm Equipment is located along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County, right there at 276th Street. Hampton, that's a rural Atlanta, Indiana address. Stop by Reynolds Farm Equipment. You'll find Titus Bakery and Deli. Boy, breakfast and or lunch. Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. p.m. Open on Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery, Deli. He's getting ready to step in, bottom of the second inning. Yes, my wife texts me and says, yes, my dad is here at the ball game. Been here a few times. I used to see it growing up. Your diamond. Son played on here, then I played on in Cicero. Talking to Mark Carter today. We're talking about the places we used to play. We played in ball field. Bro, here comes a pitch by Lucas Kirk. He swung on. He'll pop one to right field. Going to get a beat on it. That's going to be Caden Minnick. And he's going to make the catch. Hit off the bat of three-hitter number 12, Nick Hewlin. Nick Hewlin records out number one here in the bottom of the second. Next batter going to step in. It's in Heights. John Iron. Iron wears number 15. John Iron is a member of the senior class. And the batter, here's the pitch. Swung on and go the other way. It's going to bounce in one time into the glove of Keaton Brooks. Base hit on Iron. Iron gets the board twice. Base hit. Iron going to step in. It's going to be the five hitter, number 8. As mentioned, Dylan Pitts is the DH in the ballgame, batting for second baseman Lawson. The batter, Dylan Pitts. Apparently looking at singles out of stretch. Now the set. Pitch. The pitch might have been a slider in there for a strike. Let one go by. Dylan Pitts. Something let one go by. Back in. At the end of the batter, we're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Gerke. Stroke to right field. Going to be a base hit. Line shot over Seppinger at first base. The runner from first base to third base. Line shot, base hit. High field for Dylan Pitts. John Irons around the bases to third base. Yeah, give me the two aboard. Bottom of the second inning. Nobody out. Back. One out here on the Don Meyer. Hey. First and third. We're going to have a stretch. Now the set. Jerky, here's the pitch. Swung on. Foul ball. Back to the screen. Out of box is the number 14, Kyle Michael. Michael on the season. He played in 20 ball games. I was their 21st. Get stats written down for last night's game. Apologize. Here's the pitch. A miss. At the end of the glove, Jackson Kane claims it. Goes 0-2. Michael has stepped back in. 245, 385 on base. Long pier, looking at signals. Lucas Kirky checks third base. First base, out of the set. Here's the pitch. Miss, he'll go down swinging. Catch is made, but first base was occupied. Stepping in with two outs. It's on the diamond. Number 29, Logan Hickman. Logan Hickman, 29. Senior class member. Hickman batting 206. Played 50 times, 34 at bat. Set, Gerke. Set, here's the pitch. Out across the dish. Strike called. Hickman has a 460 on base percentage. Hickman has 7 hits. He's got 6 singles and a double. Stretch, now a set, here's the pitch. You know, pop one foul right side. To go out of play, it hit the right socket. The Knights dugout at first base. So it didn't pop any. We've seen glass fall at Gordon Lemming. Well, they're going to play on Gary Catholic. Didn't get to play him. Catholic Classic J. Going to float one to right field. Going to be called for by the second base. Going to be called off by Minnick to make the catch. Knights get out of the inning. To give up no runs, they give up a few hits. Hyman and the Knights are going to bat. Top of the third inning. We'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Fritz and Fishers. Tom. FritzandFishers.com. We'll mention Fritz and Fishers. 1883. In year number 40. Fishers. They'll buy, they'll sell. Eight. They'll help you to finance your automobile. Quality cars, trucks, and SUVs. They have preferred low mileage and one-owner automobiles. Two Hamilton County, Indiana locations. Location, their dealership in Fishers, Indiana. It's located 8599 East Rich 16th Street. Dial them up there at 317-842-2228. The number is 317-422-2228. Second location, Noblesville. That's right there between Noblesville and Westfield along State Road 32. Call them up at that dealership at 317-773-2232. Again, that's 317-773-2232. 2232, or you can visit him online at your pace. Online at TristanFishers.com. ITZ. So the Knights going to step in here in the third. Stepping in, left-handed batter, Keith Brooks. And then looking at signals. Now it's stretch, now the set. It's to Keaton. Ground ball foul, left side. Go up against the foul fence. Third base. Off one strike. Brooks steps back in. Looking from the stretch, now the set. Nick Hewlett, here's the pitch. For ball two, I should say ball one. One strike. Youngster's throwing a football around. Here comes the pitch from Brooks to Brooks. High and away, ball two. 57 degrees for a high today. Skin short, so you feel it? A little bit. There's the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Going to be back to the pitcher. High hop. Hand it, slip it to first base, Dean Mason. And there's one out here in the top of the third. I'm going to step in for the Knights. And the batter, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton, shortstop position. Coordinate. Going to Stapleton, now out of set. First pitch to Stapleton. Ball, third base and a high hop. Going to get over the glove of third baseman, Owen Roby. And Phoenix Bonasar gave it a look. It floats in, rolls in the left field, picked up by Logan Hickman and Mikey Stapleton. The first pitch, base hit into left field. The Stapleton at first base. The case in there with Dean Mason, first baseman. Test is still free. The ship is good. And one hitter, Hudson Gutwein. Here comes the pitch. Then, high, strike called. Gutwein. He's a junior class member in 22 games. The plate 90 times, 61 abs. He's batting 295 in the batter's box. He has a 494 on base percent. He hit 16 singles, a single and a triple. Here comes the pitch. Outside half, strike call. Tim goes 0-2. It's a good one. Has 9 RBI. He has scored the most runs of any night. Even he has 30 times he's crossed the plate. Out on the diamond. I'm sure here. I guess Mikey Stapleton on him. Checking on it. Not quite sure. He was maybe sneezing. Or maybe has a blood issue, I'm not sure. Baseball, team football, basketball, we'd stop the game. Comes a pitch. Out of ball. Two strikes. Gutwein. Gutwein, second baseman. Knights. Face on balls. The 1-2 pitch. On ground ball foul. Left of Coach Bordenay, back up against his foul fence beyond third base dugout. Gutwein leads the team by pitches. 11. It's you. It looks good, doesn't bother him a bit. Back in, 1 ball, 2 strikes. Set, Nick Hewlett. The 1-2 pitch. Pitch finishes. Guys, home plate umpire gives him a treat. The umpire called a strike, and Gutwein was walking towards the dugout. It's Christmas, May. 2 strikes, out of step, pitch. Christmas that time. Calling out on strikes, he'll go down looking. Gavin Buchel. Gavin Buchel, two-hitter. Gavin Buchel, his average has climbed all season long. Gavin Buchel, 22 games. This one. Foul ball out of play, right side. Dean Mason gives it a look. Gavin Buchel, he's a senior. In 22 ball games, 73. There was just 61 at-bats. 61 batting average in the batter's box. 4-3 on base percentage. 22 hits. All singles. That Nick Hewlin here at the pitch. Take it off for second base. He staples it head first slide. The throw goes into center field. Throw picked up by center fielder John Irons. Tosses it back in. Keith Stapleton in scoring position. All one strike to Gavin Buchel. Pitcher Nick Hewlin wants to talk with catcher Michael. Very many words said. Two out. Third inning. Back in the rubber. That's hit Nick Hewlin. Stapleton at second base for the Knights. Hit batter's box, Gavin Buchel. Set. A 1-1 pitch. Swung on, base hit. Field. Going around third base. Sending. Take a throw to the plate. Tight end safe. Throw comes in a bit tall. I see Stapleton with the first run for the Knights. Seeing RBI single off the bat of Gavin Buchel. Up at second base on the throw. Gavin Buchel on the season. RBI number 13. Gavin Buchel, 13 RBI. 23 hits now. They're still all single. Get the job done. And number 10, Lucas Gerke, three-hitter for the Knights. A set, first pitch to Gerke. Third ball misses just outside. Tight zone we're seeing right here, middle part of the ball game. We're now stretch, now the set. The base is the 1-0 pitch. Ground ball, Gerke, second base. Fielded by the second baseman, Caden Lawson. It's over, get the put out with Dean Mason. Pick up a hit or two. The bases, first run in the ball game. End of 2.5. Trent Heights, 5. Full Catholic. Also mentioned today's ballgame. In part, brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Lisa Stokes Bear. 1. Each company. When you're thinking about residential or corporate relocations, a perfect house can soon become a perfect home. Miss Stokes Bear would like nothing more than to utilize her 20-plus years of experience to help you begin that process. Yes, real estate reliability is something a professional real estate agent or real estate broker strives for. Chad's Lisa Stokes Bear. Her happiness and her success are two of the same. Real estate lady with a high real estate IQ. Lisa Stokes Bear. Either phone or by text message. 17-513-4086. Her number is 317-13-086. Lisa Stokes Bear. Getting back out on the rubber, gets warm up tosses. Gerke. Going to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. That grass is mowed perfectly. I mean, it's mowed precisely so you can bunt infield. And I'm going to tell you what, you can really fly on this if it was on the football field.
It looks great. Great job, whoever cut it. Short. Still able to like slow the ball down a little bit on the infield. It's like a nice little mix of the two, so.
That's good. Yeah, it's just stepping in. In. And then number 10, Owen Roby. It's from Gurkey. Tight edge, strike call, fastball. It's 0-1. Wind and the pitch. Ball right across the dish, strike two. Gurkey wastes no time on the pitcher's mound. The wind and the pitch. Ball is staying around home plate. Jackson Kane might have took the brunt of that. Plate umpire taps him on the back. It's probably okay. It's going to take a lot to hurt a Jackson Kane. Plate umpire jogs out and delivers a baseball. It's Gurkey. No balls, two strikes. Puts the mask on. Oh. From the windup, here comes the 0-2 from Gurkey. High for ball one. Good velocity. Gurkey is popping the glove. He a member of the junior class. Here comes the pitch. Comes in. Folks thought that was across the dish. Thought that Hudson Gutwein was batting. The pitch was good also. Goes 2-2. Here comes a pitch from Gurkey. Away, ball three. Tries to get him just slow down a little bit. In a rhythm, it's a rhythm. You want to keep popping the gloves like a Mark the Bird Fidrich. Here comes a 3-2 pitch. Ground ball. Third base, Gavin Butel. He'll field it, throw across the diamond. Put out with Isaac Seppinger. One out here in the bottom of the third inning. He's going to send you to play. Next batter is going to be the nine hitter, number 13, Levi Chandler. Hi, Chandler, right-handed batter's box. Step in. Chandler, number 13. 19 games. Two plate appearances, 12 at bat. He's 545. Swing and a miss. Ball right on time. Pitch is Chandler. Here comes a line from Gurkey. Starts the dish. Go by. Strike called. No balls. Two strikes. He'll step back in. In the sun. Batter's got to fight the sun there. Here comes the 0-2. Mikey Owl with an outside edge. He'll go down looking, and there are two out. Bottom of the third inning. Batting a step in for the Huskies. Third time at the plate. One, Phoenix Bondestar. I'm sorry, batting 349 on the season. You're going to pop one up on the infield. Called for by Butel, and he'll make the catch just behind the pitcher's mound. Get out of the inning. Three up, three down. Knights are going to bat. Top of the fourth inning. And this game is also up to you. Arcadia, Industrial Park, and Storage. The Industrial Park and Storage. If there wasn't a line of trees right over there by the bus barn, you could see this facility from here. Brand new, it's still in construction. Yeah, there's a lot of places you can store stuff over there. Indoor, outdoor storage is availability. Also reserve space for that safe and secure space location. Storage for your boats, RVs, your precious automobiles. A Corvette could be a Mercedes, a Jaguar, Lexus. Outdoor storage always available. Contact Arcadia Industrial Park and Storage. Go online. Web at www.aipsindiana.com. That's aipsindiana.com. Or call them at 317-774-100. 317-774-1800. Arcadia Industrial Park and Self-Storage. Back to the Knights. Fielder. The three, the four hitter. Robbins. Stretch, now the stead.
Doolin.
I did. Swing a miss.
No balls, one strike.
Robbins. He's a senior. He's played in all 22 games. 3 plate appearances. Here's the pitch. For ball one. 1 ball, 1 strike. Brent Robbins, 83 plate appearances. 63 at-bats. He's batting .397. Average .506 on base. Here comes the pitch. Ball tries to check his swing. Got a piece of it. It was 1-2. Robbins, 25 hits on the season. Leads the team. In singles, 5 doubles, triple. Stretch, now the set position. Becomes a 1-2 pitch. On your float one to the left field. Four by the left fielder, that center fielder, and give way. But in the left field by Logan Hickman. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Batter going to step in for the Knights, number 20. Your class member, Caden Minnick, has also played in all 22 ball games. Minnick, 88 plate appearances, 73 at bats. Caden Minnick batting .274 in that left-handed batter's box. First pitch outside and tall. Ball one. And a .274 average on base percentage, .386. 20 hits, 17 are singles. Or doubles. He'll foul this one out of play. No triples, but he has one inside the park home run. I believe that was at Loeb Stadium, wasn't it? Time Loeb Stadium. $1 million facility. It's a 1-1 pitch from Fulon. Take one the other way. It's going to maybe get down, and it will. Hook is losing the handle out there in left field. It's Hickman. Stay put at first base. Caden Minnick hit the ball inside out like no other. See, Tony Gwynn, you probably heard of Tony Gwynn. And in batting practice, baseball to the left side of the infield. Next time he'd step in, he'd hit tip baseball to the right side of the infield because he could place the baseball like Caden Minnick just did. Yeah, Jackson King. Of course, here comes the pitch. At edge, strike call. Fast ball for a strike. He's back out. Look at signals. Church, Tim Bourdonnais. Look at the singles out of the stretch. Now the set, Nick Fulon. The 0-1 pitch. Ball. Back out of play. We're on the roof again. Both two strikes. Jackson Kane going to step back in. See that, Jackson Kane. Back through the zone. The wrist just right. Ball well. Out of set. The 0-2. One to right field. The ball is actually going to get the back of the dirt. Beyond Dean Mason's territory. He chases the ball down. It's picked up in right field by Levi Chandler. The to put two hits together in the top of the fourth. Now they're going to step in. It's going to be number 30. He's designated hitter. The H is Gus Sandberg, the sophomore class. He's played in 14 games, 41 plate appearances. Bat-bat. He's batting .375 as he in the batter's box. 88 on base percent to catch the pitch. The zone. One ball, no strike. So look at the signals. 1 foot in the box, 1 foot out. Let's step back in. Sandberg. Peering in, looking at the signals, out of stretch. Nick Fulon now out of the set. Check second base. Here's the pitch. In tight. Two. Balls, no strikes. Knights have two aboard and second base. McCain at first base. Caden Minnick at second base. Sandberg batting. Two strikes. The pitch. Above the zone. Three. Misspoke, it's 3-0. Of no strikes. Back in. Probably a universal take sign for Sandberg. We'll see. The pitch. Side ball 4. 4-pitch walk. You could get Sandberg. They're going to load the bases. I'm out called. The hype's going to walk out and have a communication. Their pitch is rubber. But I got some notes. I got a text today. I have a text that I have on good authority. Play authority. Audience tonight, likely a young lady by the name of Kennedy Cherry. Cherry, she's the daughter, the youngest daughter. Kevin Cherry, ball coach for the boys at LaPel. Cherry, Uncle Keegan tells me, Kevin, Kennedy Vad, and Keegan, nicknamed Hot Rod, will be a Western Kentucky University Hilltopper next year. Kennedy Gates. Thanks, man. I'm not going to say that bit again. What I was told today by text. But in, Keaton Brooks, base is loaded. Ball game, Nick Hewling will step off the back, he'll step back in. Step off the bat and step right back in and act like nothing changes, but the batter usually steps out of the box, and I would too. That's the stat. Here's the pitch. Out of ball. Hewlin. I have a tough time by Nick Hewlin too. Strike zone seemed to be shrunk a bit. The pitch. One foul ball out of play, left side. Oh, one strike, Keaton Brooks. Keaton Brooks was number 34. He's a senior. He's played in 21 ballgames. 165. 54 played appearances. 52 at-bats. He batted 212. 49 on base. The pitch. One the other way, foul ball. It's going to hook. It's going to bounce up against the foul fence. Good contact. Base is loaded. Well, 2 strikes, Keaton Brooks, left fielder. That's in the batter's box. Working from the stretch, Nick Hewlin. Now Alex Shatter checks second. Here comes the 1-2. Take one back up the middle, base hit. 4-1, Coach Bourdain going to round him at third, going to hold him up. One run in. The score is Caden Minnick and Brooks. A good timely hit off the bat of Keaton Brooks. And he picks up RBI number 9 on the season. Keaton Brooks. Yeah. Actually, he's going to be at first base. Sandberg is at second base. Sandberg drew a 4-pitch walk. Fortnite going to bring him into the dugout. Isaac Stuffinger in there to run for him. Stuffinger, as you know, player for the DH. Sandberg, Bourdain, the decision whether to cut back in or leave a Stuffinger defensive player. Hatter, man, Stapleton. There, Mikey Stapleton, shortstop, bases loaded. And here, he'll take a drive to left field. He'll make the catch, he'll dive in forward, he'll make the catch, he'll try to third base. Contain is going to score the run. Sacrifice fly to left field for Mikey Stapleton. He's pick up out number 2. They're going to throw to third base. But Jack Contain left early, and home plate umpire says no. So it's a 5-3 contest. The fourth inning, about halfway through the ballgame. I think so. They've already the appeal. It was unsuccessful. And it's going to be Hudson Gutwein. And Gutwein, good batter, 2 aboard, first and second with 2 out. Pitch from Hewlett. Pitch right across the dish. Called. Looking at signals.
Dear.
Now the stretch. Now the set position. Check second. Oh, one. Two, wide. And tall. I nearly got hit by pitch the 12th time on the season. Helmet there. Helmets are worth the money. All one strike. Looking at signals. Nick Hewlett. Set. Check second. A 1-1 pitch. One foul. Going to go out of play. In the box of the 1-2 count. All two strikes. And Duwine. Duwine batting 295. Right-handed batter's box this season. 61 at-bats. He's been to the plate 90 times. 94 on-base percentage. And RBI. 30 runs. Kept that RBI for second base there. Set. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. Miss. Out edge. Protect the zone. Surround the inning. Pick up 2 runs. Top of the 4th. 3.5. Ten Heights, 5. Catholic, 3. We'll mention this game is in part to you by Thomas Docks Incorporated. Docks Incorporated, they make high quality, custom built products and services. They make docks, boat lifts, seawalls, dock accessories, and services, etc. Docks Incorporated. You'll find them on the web at thomasdocks.com. In the 20799 Riverwood Avenue, Bill, Indiana, 46062. Docks, they are locally owned and operated since 1993. Call them up at 317-774-3790. Thomas Docks, 317-774-3790. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. by appointment. Docks is the company that has the equipment to maintain and service an existing waterfront project in Indiana, boy, Ohio, again, buildings to work all across the United States. But Docks. Docks Incorporated. Sent some final tosses there. Lucas Gerke. Stepping in, next batter for Hamilton Heights. Hitter. He won, Dean Mason. And a senior. Add down the right field line, big Dodge truck. Or, stepping in the back of it. Bad Jared Mason. Full. Knights High School. Step in, Dean Mason. Dean Mason get a pick 6. Oh, intercept it to about 12 yards. Give in. Here comes the first pitch from Gerke. Swung on, he'll foul one left side, out of play. Mason has an explosive bat. Home run. Season. He got 3 in 1 weekend. That's a doubleheader at Elwood. Swing. The batter's box. 21, Dean Mason. 354. Even here's the pitch. Sure. Got the outside edge. Strike called. 21, Dean Mason. He's a 544 on base percentage. 22 runs scored. 22 RBI. Here comes the 0-2. Low for a ball. Good block. Jackson Kane. Dean Mason, 68 plate appearances, 8 at-bats. Comes a 1-2 pitch. On he go to left field. Going to back up Keaton Brooks. Going to reach out and make the catch. Almost turned him around. He reached to the right side. Glove on his right hand. Lefty makes a good catch. One out here in the bottom of the fourth. They're going to step in. Number 12, Nick Hewlett. Playing the pitcher of record on the distance. In the batter's box. First pitch from Gerke. Swung on in a fly one. Skyward to the left field. Getting a beat underneath him to step in, make the catch. Again, it's Keaton Brooks. Two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning. He's going to send two to play. Number 15, John Iron. Iron plays center field. John Iron plays a good point guard position. Gets a lot of rebounds. Basketball game. For curveball and for a strike. Off one strike. Turning it over the glove, out of a windup. Looking at signals. Lucas Gerke. There comes the wind and the pitch. Out one, out of play, left side. Pass area. And he'll stay in the box with an 0-2 kill. Off two strikes. Looking at signals, over the glove, Lucas Gerke. Here comes the 0-2. Ball, infield. Glove by Gerke. Off the mound, he'll take it unassisted to the base. Lucas Gerke, that ball brought him off the mound towards first base side. He made a good glove. He went on over and tagged the base. But four innings have gone by. It's a 5-3 contest. Kind of a different contest. You knew this, but conference next year is going to jumble up. All conference for the Hoosier Conference next year is going to be like this. Big school division. Big school division is Hamilton Heights. New team in the conference, Logansport, Lakes, Lafayette, and Webster. Big school division. School division, there'll be four teams in it. Central, Catholic, Blair Central. For football. Then you go to Hoosier Conference for basketball, it changes up. They still have the East and the West again. In the East, it's Hamilton Heights, Kingsport, Western. West Division, Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, Lafayette. Best thing in it.
It's always good competition in the Hoosier Conference. I remember those always are tough games, even in baseball. Kind of difference between the schools. It was always a good time competing against them. It's kind of interesting bringing in Logansport. It'll definitely change the dynamic a little bit. A bigger school than we've had in the conference before. Good competition, good fun next year.
Well said. Nice go to bat here in the top of the fifth. Three ball game. And in for the Knights is Gavin Butel. Still on the pitcher's rubber. Nick Hewlett, pitcher from the stretch. Now the set to Butel. At half, strike called. Fastball for a strike. Of one strike, Gavin Butel. Baseman. Knights is the pitch. High and low, ball one. Butel, he's a senior. Still batting average, 361. 43 on base percentage. Here's the pitch. Across the dish. Oh, the kneecaps. Before, I'd rather be made to swing at a low strike than a high strike. High strike, it could embarrass you. Well, that's embarrass the umpire for how it would look to swing at. Here's the pitch. This inside edge. Back to the dugout. There's one out. Here in the top of the fifth. Going to step in. It's going to be number 10, Lucas Gerke. Gerke, pitcher of record. 305 average. 100 on base percentage. Gerke has been to the plate 82 times. Then strike call. No balls, one strike. Left-handed batter. It's Gerke. He got himself aboard. In this game, here comes the pitch. Side of ball. All one strike. Out. 3 contest. Huskies in front. A 5 in the first. Here's the pitch.
Foul ball.
Ball's 1 strike. Robbins is on deck. Foul. Stretch now is set. The pitch from Hewlett. For a ball. Hewlett. In the inside. Lucas Gerke. The body got out of the way. It was 3-1. Now the set. The 3-1. Now 1 left side out of play. 2 count. To Gerke. He's junior class member, 60 tall. 70. Batter's box. Out of set. The 3-2. Ball again, out of play. Just staying the box. Gerke. He had that. Lucas Gerke has 56 at bats this season. It's the 57. Here's the 3-2. 4 high and away. All down. Get rid of the batter's gloves. Hand those to Coach Ryan Johnson. Ryan Johnson, he does a lot of batting practice, pitching. A lot of things. Coach Ryan Johnson runs the summer program. Premise together. Out of set, Nick Hewlett. Ground ball up the middle. And they're going to flip it to second base. Full play. We thought it was Bonasar going to take the ball uncontested and flipped it over. Lawson, and they get the double play anyway. They throw it back to first base to Dean Mason. Outs are out of the inning. I mentioned at the end of 4.5. Heights, 5. Catholic, 3. Also mentioned, name is in parts. Up to you by E.M. Auto. E.M. Auto, LLC. Katie, too far away from here. They used to be over by the Ball Diamond. Since moved west of town about a mile. AGM Auto is located 1 mile west of Arcadia on 266th Street. Ken Hamilton County. Hop, skip, and a jump from here. Picture of your vehicle is in good hands when you put your trust with the guys at AGM Auto. The routine oil change. Need of the expertise of an experienced AGM technician. Them, they want nothing more than to keep you safe and to be safe. Road in your automobile. And type of service offered at AGM Auto. Classic car and truck restoration. They'll have that older car or truck out back. It gets in the barn and covered up with a tarp. M has a passion to reveal the underlying beauty and every restoration project they begin. M Auto, you can find him on Facebook, AGM Auto LLC. You can contact AGM Auto by telephone, 317-984-283. That number is 317-14-5-2-3. It's AGM Auto. Yes. Hamilton Heights will step off the back. Gerke will step back on. And pitch a right-handed batter. 5th, first pitch. Ball tries to check his swing. And a foul it back, straight back. And pits. Batter's box. He's got a 0-1 count. 5 hitter for the Huskies. Number 8. D.H. Okay, well, he'll take a shot to right field. Got some air under it to make the catch. Is Caden Minnick. One out here in the bottom of the 5th inning. batting will step in for Hamilton Heights is going to be the six-hitter number 14, Kyle Michael. Kyle Michael, he's the catcher. In the batter's box. Oh, Michael, batting 245 in the batter's box, 385 on base percentage. He got 13 hits, 11 are singles. Double, he has a triple. Oh, Michael, here comes the pitch. Side ball one. Oh, no strike. Sun has gone down. Are working. Then low for ball two. Okay. Oh. Kathy throwing some long ball, long toss there in bullpen area. A miss. Foul tip in the glove. No show by the umpire. Count goes one. Wind and the 2-1. Swung on ground ball, third base, fair. Fair. Retail gave it an effort. It ends up in territorial, throw it into second base. No tag applied. Dutwine just trying to stop the baseball and did the job. Tight end to second base. Going to be a double. Well, off the bat, it's Kyle Michael. Need the pads again to put his gear on. Courtesy runner back out there to view the running. Kyle Michael goes right down third baseline. So doing the running at second base is number 4, P.J. Wright. What I heard. And in the bat, Hickman for Hamilton Heights, right into batter number 29. Alex Sad, here comes the pitch. That's foul ball one. Well, no strikes. One out. In the fifth inning. It's three contests. He's in front. That's at second base. Pitch. Second swing. They're going to ask, and they're going to say no. Umpire is in C position. He needed batter. That's a tough angle. Yes, he went. Looked like he went from here. He said no. Go on. Out on the diamond, Jackson going to jog out, talk with Skirky. He's had a pitcher down there stretching out in the bullpen area. Long little talk there. Pitcher's rubber. He's going to walk back, get behind the dish. There's one aboard for the Huskies. Out. Kyle Michael, the catcher. A batter took it to down the third baseline. Double. Off the premises. Doing the running for him is P.J. Wright. Set. The 2-0. For ball three. Nine, Logan Hickman. Logan Hickman. Season. He has walked, 12 times. 3-0 pitch. Meridian. Go by. Take sign all the way. Universal take sign. Adam Hughes at third base. Gives him a hand clap. One count. Looking at singles. Turkey out of the stat. You'll check second base. The 3-1 pitch. Out one back out of play. Goes to full. Lucas Gerke climbs back in. Down after it went 3-0. Three balls, strikes. Out. Board. Wilson Heights. Stretch, now the set. The 3-2 pitch. Side ball four. Get down to first base. Heights is a 7-hitter, 29, Logan Hickman. And into bat for Hamilton Heights, 8-hitter, number 10, Owen Roby, baseman. So Owen Roby will step in 17 ball games and 8 appearances, 4 at bats. First pitch from Gerke. Today, it might have been a slider, a little bit of a break. It's 0-1.
Roby going to step back in? He's got 231 percentage. Crap.
Second. Again, here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss.
Off to strike.
Nice evening in Hamilton, Torrey. You look around. Evening. Two strikes. Out of set. Lucas Durkee. Pitch. Meridian. Wing. He'll go down looking. Out. You're in the bottom of the fifth inning. Stepping in for Hamilton Heights. Nine hitter, number 13, Levi Chandler. Is the right fielder. He's got a 545 on base percentage. Out of set, Lucas Durkee, here's the pitch. We're away, good back end block. Action came. Ball, no strikes. Have two aboard. And second base. Base is Logan Hickman. Takes PJ Wright. Now the pitch. In a way, two. Balls, no strikes. Chandler batting for the Huskies. He's the nine hitter. Look at signals. Stretch, now the set. Second base. 2-0 pitch. Ground ball, Gavin Buttel, third base. He'll step on the bag. Gavin Buttel fields the baseball well. Knows where the runners are at. There are three outs here in the fifth inning. The Knights are going to go bat. They're going to bat here in the top of the sixth inning. Team went right along. And we'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by PutMeInSports.com. Internet radio sports since 2008 to support education-based high school varsity sports. Ball in the spring with Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Baseball, football in the fall. Chipped in Blue Devils football. Basketball in the winter. And Blue Devils boys basketball. Past winter, Hamilton Heights girls basketball. Huskies went to the semi-state. They finished this season at 24-4. Here we go. This is season also at the semi-state. And then when he gets Twin Lakes. Twin Lakes, the second half, were up in the first half by 7. Lost in the second half by 14. Coach Keegan Cherry says you need to mention that just the opposite. But it's not the way it was. And he did a heck of a job with Thurley and beside that gentleman. Getting ready to bat. Send up. Batting order. Be Caden Minnick. Then first. And then we'll see Jackson Kane. They're going to throw one down to second base. Still on the pitcher's rubber. Some heights. Fulham. Fulham wears number 12. Fulham just a junior class member. An athletic young man. Step in, left-handed batter. Number 20, Caden Minnick. Stretch, now a set. It's a Minnick. Gonna go the other way with it. It's gonna be a fair ball. On the line, gonna go into the corner. He'll get a double. He'll be held up there. Stand-up double. The other way, left-handed batter's box went down the left field line. Ball was hooking. He was trying to see if he could keep it on the fairway, and he did. So, Minnick at second base. He run in the ball game at home plate. That's Jackson Kane. Jackson Kane steps in. Stretch, now a set. He'll check second base. First pitch to Kane. Cut, swing and a miss. One strike, steps out, going to step back in. Contain for the Knights. Stretch, now the set. He'll check second base. Here's the pitch from Hewlett. On and take it to right field. Base hit. Going to reach the grass. That will get pick up there behind first base. Dean Mason. He'll throw to third base on a rope. Got to slide back in. Chase Hicks. It's safe at third base. Action Kane. Caden Hennick hooked up and put two hits together. Nobody out in the top of the sixth. The timeout on the diamond. Bad conversation at the pitcher's level. And we'll also mention this game is in parts being brought to you by Indiana Express Rentals. When you find yourself looking for that dependable moving truck rental company, high quality choice, far away. Indiana Express Rentals, south edge of Noblesville, Indiana, 1708 8th Street. Call them at 317-800. Their number is 317-734-800. That'll work, 317-734-800. Up to 26-foot box trucks available, and a truck with a Tommy lift can sure come in handy. And Express Rentals, their hours of operation, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It's Penske Truck Rentals. The name Penske alone takes any possible concerns away from any travel. It's Penske Truck Rentals, Indiana Express Rentals in Noblesville. And Sandberg. At the end of that, runners on the corner for the Knights. Out of set, Cuban, here's the pitch. Side of ball. Well, no strikes. Sandberg steps back in. Sandberg, DH in the ballgame. Here comes the pitch. Tap, swing, a miss. On time. The Knights going to send down to the left field line. Bullpen activity. That's out right there. Turn in looking at signals. Out of stretch. Nick Hewlett. Sad, here's the pitch. In a minute. Goes one and two. All two strikes. Sandberg. Sandberg on the season. He's batting .375 in the batter's box. .488. It's percentage. That pickoff move. High throw. Run's going to come in from third base. Up against the foul fence from third in middle. Action Kane starts at first base and makes it around to third base on the overthrow on the pickoff attempt. So a 5-4 contest. Got Sandberg, he has a 1-2 count. In that right-handed batter's box, Sandberg has 10 RBI. Pick up number 11. For a ball, I get a little foul tip. Drop the bat. Comes in high. They'll teach you to drop the bat. Just unfortunate that his bat was still up in the air. High pitch that got over the catcher's head of Michael. That's tipping the bat for a foul ball. Well, this game would be tied if he just dropped the bat or something similar. But that's okay. It's all about the game. Now the stretch. Now the set. Comes the 1-2. Pitch going to strike him out. Going to sitting down looking. They're jogged back to the dugout. To what, Jeff Sandberg? That's the nicest young man you'll ever want to meet.
Yeah, again, went to elementary school with him. Obviously, there's a bit more of an age gap between us than Brent and I. But, yeah, just a great, great kid. I remember talking to him after school and everything. Phenomenal.
Absolutely. Stepping in, Keaton Brooks. First pitch to Brooks. High and away, ball one. One out on the diamond. Knights have a runner at third base. Freaking lead right there. Stretch, now a set. 1-0 to Brooks. Going to take a ground ball, shortstop. Going to try to get it up. They're going to throw it to first base. The out is not going to be recorded. Throw is a little bit off target. Dean Mason gloves it. But the ball hit in the middle of his glove. Couldn't quite hold it. Bounced out. and Knight score a run. That was on the actual hit. Shortstop Phoenix Varnassar elected not to throw to the plate. Probably a good decision. He was going to score. His toss was over to first base. They couldn't get the put out. Moving over the base is Keaton Brooks. Skips an RBI, reached on air, and ends up at second base. Is at second base. It's a tie ball game at 5. It comes in tight. Oh. There's box number 11, Mikey Stapleton. Stapleton? One more athlete. Football game. Brian May plenty happy about him. It's inside. It'll be off the glove of Michael. Of Michael right there. Kyle Michael goes nearly back to the screen, left side. Brooks moves over to third base. Balls, no strikes. Stapleton into the batter's box. Looking at some signals. Some signals given by Coach Bordenay. Third base, getting a lead right there is Keaton Brooks. Here comes the pitch. Drive to center field. It's going to, the effort, get the, come up with a diving catch. Going to get by the glove. Picked up in deeper center field by the left fielder. Run comes in to score. Keaton Brooks. Brooks ties the ball game. Knights 5. Knights still batting. You're in the top of the sixth inning. One out. Mikey Stapleton. Center field. Up at the base, if that ball is in the outfield when he's diving attempt, didn't touch any glove, credit for a double. Did touch the glove, he probably get a single. Walk out. Michael, from the conversation. Nick Hewlin. Be buying some time right there for some bullpen activity. See the coach walk out. Not sure, but that's always a good thing to do. If you want more in your bullpen, that's a good way to get it. Umpire walks out, breaks up the meeting. The pitcher behind the dish is Kyle Michael. Stepping in for the night, number 9, Gutwein. They're going to call a timeout. Some time there. That is Coach Adam Hughes walking out. Adam Hughes used to play first base for him tonight. Adam Hughes is the offensive coordinator for the plays being called over at this 100-yard field right here. Kirshner. Kirshner and Hamilton Heights had a tremendous season.
Unfortunately, I was out in college, so I didn't get to spend much time with Indiana high school football this last season. I'm great that, I'm glad that everyone had a good season in Hamilton Heights. I know CC's season was too, so going to next year being closer to home for college, so you'll probably see me out at the football games a lot more.
What's your major? Tell us about that.
I was majoring in philosophy, University of St. Thomas in St. Paul, Minnesota, transferring to Purdue in the fall for exercise science.
Excellent. When you get a Purdue degree and you put that on the wall, I mean, anybody will hire you.
Can't wait. Really looking forward to going to Purdue. A lot of my friends are going there. And then hopefully the dream is become an athletic trainer. So maybe I'll end up back at one of the Lafayette high schools as an athletic trainer.
Sarah Igo, back home a little bit?
I thought about asking her to see if she needs help or wanted any help, but right now I'm getting my personal trainer certificate and then trying to work at the West Lafayette Wellness Center as a personal trainer. And once I move closer to my degree, I'll start looking at like athletic trainer opportunities. So.
Hey, that's a worthwhile, rewarding type of occupation.
Excited for it. So just wherever I end up, I think I'll be happy.
You'll be happy. You're a good guy. Appreciate you. We got new hurler out there. They're getting warmed up right now.
We'll try to catch that number. It's Pitts. Where's number 8, Dylan Pitts? He's got 21 in the third innings far on the season. Pitts, a sophomore, and 3 losses. This is appearance number 7. As one game starts, mention he has given up 16 hits, 22 runs, 14 of those runs were earned. 21 batters, he has struck out 35, faced 87 batters, thrown 449 pitches. That stat is correct, and that is correct. If not, I apologize. Stepping in is Hudson Gutwein. Gutwein is a runner at second base. Nice. Out. The stretch, appearing and looking at signals. Pitch. Pitch. Ball right across the dish. Strike call. Pitts can also bring it. Hewlin, Dylan Pitts. Throw some low trajectory. Catcher's glove. Setter checks second base. The 0-1 on the pickoff move. There to take the throw. There been, it had been a good play. But not in the timing. Keep him close to second base. Said, Kyle Michael, the catcher. Comes in. Outside edge, strike call. Off 2 strikes. Gutwein going to step back in. Vincent Hudson Gutwein on the season batting .295, a .494 on base percentage. Pitch, here comes the pitch. Swung on, going to foul one. Side, going to float out of play. Mason ran out of real estate, but gave it a good look. So Hudson Gutwein, Mays, 0-2. Plus 2 strikes. Right-handed batter's box, right-handed pitcher. Pitch. The pitch. Pitch. And out. Breaking pitch must have got the outside edge. Gutwein will walk back to the dugout. There are 2 out. Batter for the ninth is going to be number 17, Gavin Buechel. Gavin Buechel. Baseman. Buechel. Electric bat. Comes in. Breaking pitch. Let it go by. Of 1 strike. Buechel, .361 average. Buechel was batting 9 spot. Or nay, the 2 spot. The pitch. Ball. Shortstop. Play deep in the hole. Safe at first. Infield hit. Right in. Play no slide needed. The bat was there. On a slide on the bat, but no needed. Play was clean. He Stapleton. Seventh run. Nice. Here in the top of the 6th. There are 2 out. Kevin Buechel with another RBI. Weighing that electric bat. Stepping into bat, Lucas Gerke. In the batter's box. Turning in, looking at signals. The pitch. Stretch. Set. The pitch. And away, ball 1. Oh, no strikes. Back in, Lucas Gerke. Stretch, checks first base. He'll throw to first. Throw. Back safely. Flies a tag. At first. Buechel, the lone base runner for the night. He's at first base. Oh, here's a 1-0 pitch. Foul ball, back out of play. 1-1 count. Ball, 1 strike, 2 outs. Deck for the Knights is Brent Robbins. Looking at signals. Chad. The pitch. Breaking pitch. He'll take it to left center. It's a floater. It's going to be in the gap. It's not going to be caught. Around the left fielder, Hickman. at the play. Throw's going to be at the play. He's going to be a slide in.
They're going to put another run on the board.
Knights have eight on the scoreboard. Five contests. We're at the top of the sixth inning. On the diamond, Coach Bournet going to make an adjustment. Plate, umpire, stenographer's pad. It's a stenographer's pad. The Knights are going to send out Mr. Chalvin. Team Chalvin Reisman. Jog out over the base pad duties. Calvin Reisman is at base with the base running duty. Stepping in is Bryn Robbins. Two outs. Six. Five contests. Knights in front. Pitch finishes above the zone. Ball one. Back in. Right-handed batter's box, Bryn Robbins. Set. Second base. Here's the pitch. Four. Away, ball two. Oh, no strikes. Again, looking at signals. Pitch out of the set. Here's the pitch. The drive to the left field. The left fielder, Hickman. Make the catch. 25 feet from the left field wall. Robbins gets a good stroke. Puts some air underneath it. It's a good sweet spot on that aluminum bat. Nice. Some runs here in the top of the sixth. You're 5.5. Catholic, 8. And height, 5. Will also mention, next ball game, in part, being brought to you by Sign Production. Sign Production. Just with a good sign is a sign of good business. Computer-generated, painted, and sandblasted signs. Billboard advertising. Large-format signage. Full graphics and lettering. And window lettering. Production since 1985. Production, you can reach them by telephone or by text message 17-846-424. That number is 317-946-424. So mention Camino, Camino and Company, downtown Noblesville, Indiana, at the Logan Street Bridge. 19, go towards town. Oh, that town's a mess. Get through Noblesville. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. It's tough, but it's going to be good when it's all done. Until then, Camino-and-company.com. And Company, a mobile flower shop brought to you by local flower farmers and providers. Business partners, and the CNC founders. Ask guys, the 1984 El Camino, which belongs to Grandpa. That's V.E. Witham. And my daughter, Carly, is she's the owner of Camino and Company. For them on the website, CaminoAnd-Company.com. Camino and Company. Provide your flowers for your next wedding. First pitch comes in outside low, ball one. The glove right there from the windup. Gerke, here's the pitch. High and away. Two. Back off the rubber. Box right there. Phoenix Vondersar. Battery. The 2-0 pitch. That's right, call. Bonifar, he's the one hitter.
Huskies. Bonasar on the season. 349. Swing and a miss. No glove right there. No strike. Count goes 2-2. Two strikes. Here comes the pitch. Meridian, strike called. Second down looking. One out. You're in the bottom of the sixth inning. I'm going to step in for the Huskies. Two hitter, number 21, Dean Mason. Mason? Baseman. Step in. With the glove right there from the windup, Lucas Gerke. Signal, here's the wide, here's the pitch. Outside, ball one. Oh, no strikes. Step back in. The pitch. Side ball two. Halftime score. Might be late on this, but the 63, Knicks 58. The no pitch from Gerke. On foul ball, back out of play. Ball's one strike. Mason. Solid stroke in the batter's box. Five home runs. He's in. Here comes the pitch. Ground ball, first base. Gloves it. Seppinger will go unassisted. The bag at first base. There are two out. A hit ground ball right there. Oh, Seppinger playing well. First base. Two outs. Next batter to step in. 12, Nick Hewlin. Hewlin, 20 ball games. He's got 288 in the right-handed batter's box. Before on base. It's outside, ball one. Well, no strikes. Hewlin. He gets 14 singles. Or doubles. Hewlin. A one right side, out of play. Ball, one strike. Reinserted. Back in, right into batter's box, Nick Hewlin. Find in the pitch, here it comes. Ball foul, left of third base. All two strikes. Hewlin, as mentioned. Junior class member. Back in. We're going to have a little wind up. Here's the pitch. Foul ball, straight back. Play. Two count, once again. Back in, right-handed batter's box. Doing. The glove, here comes the wind and the pitch. 5-1 is going skyward on the infield. It's going to be a fly ball, second baseman. Gutwein calls for it. Is it at the back lip of the grass? Backside of the dirt for the third out. Third out of the inning. So after six complete, the Hoosier Prince crossover game. Catholic 8. Heights 5. We do appreciate you tuning in, and we'll mention a little bit more about this young gentleman over here. So you're a freshman in college. So how did you get so big?
Well, actually, I'm a sophomore in college. Just finished my sophomore year.
You're going to become a doctor, though. Take about 8 more years, right?
Yeah, roughly. Not really, but athletic trainer, little bit less than that. But I could always decide to change it and become like an ortho or something like that. What I do to get so big is just train pretty much every day, a couple off days to just relax. My other job is mowing lawns, so it keeps me active from day to day, just walk around, enjoy outside, so it's a pretty good life.
3 showers every day while you're mowing.
Pretty much, yeah. Really a lot of hard work there, and then, like, yesterday we were out mowing and it just started raining on us in Lafayette, and just kept going, but got a nice little shower as we went, so.
Besides, young man, what kind of bench press max have you done?
Max right now is 275.
Good.
Yep. Gone up a little bit since I was in high school, which I'm happy about, but still kind of trying to push myself to just get better and better, so.
These NFL combine guys that go in there and have to bench press 225 as many times as they can, and you hear the numbers 30 times.
I just can't believe that. I can do 225 for about 8 max, and like just seeing them go in there and hearing 30, even like whatever the record is just crazy. It's really impressive.
Remember the crazy record I'm thinking of it, but it's about 30, I think, about 40 or something.
Yeah, I've even seen videos of like ex-NFL players being able to put up 225 for that like 30 to 40 number. It's like that's a lot of things right there.
Think about all these NFL players. Back when free agency, free tampering week happened, there was about 75 guys that jumped to other teams in one day.
It was crazy. I remember just being by my phone and every other notification was ESPN telling me that this guy was going to a different team. It's definitely going to be interesting next year seeing all the shakeup and the fallout from that, and including the draft. I think a lot of teams are in a good position to either improve their performance or get better this year.
Good. We'll talk about that after this happening, okay? Mike's going to go with the second relief pitcher. Let's try to do that. Peyton Manning's going to step in. Thanks. Candid batter, senior class member on deck is Jackson King. He's going to step in. I think it's Owen Roby. Be number 10. On the pitcher's rubber, 21 in the third inning. He's a sophomore. First pitch to Kate Mink, inside and low. And the pitcher, Roby. Looking at signals over the glove from the windup. Second pitch, Mink. Eyeball two. Last time up, Mink took it down the left field line, floated it in about halfway out in the grass. Second base. Then outside, ball three. Balls, no strikes. The wind and the pitch. Off the dish, strike called. Count goes 3-1. Work back around. Low and inside, ball four. 8 minute jogs to first base. Then Kane walks around the backside behind the umpire. Right-handed. Those given by Coach Bordenay, third base coach. Seventh inning. Heck. Catholic is stopping me a chance to have here. And high, ball one. Oh, no strikes. He out. Looking at singles, out of the stretch. When Roby, out of seven, there's the pitch, curveball. Across the dish. Called. Ball, one strike. Once again, looking at singles, out of stretch, now the set. But Miles lead at first base. Swing and a miss. Minnick, honestly, he's got 4 stolen bases on the season. Caught stealing a couple of times. 2 times he got caught in a rundown. Stretch, now the set. Pitch. Pitch outside of ball. 2 count. Eight. The stretch once again. Ken Owen Roby. Now stretch, now the set. The 2-2. Run away, ball 3. Toby, as mentioned, just a sophomore.
He got two wins, one loss on the season. This is appearance number 10. We'll be peering in looking at signals. Stretch now is set. The 3-2 pitch went away. Four. Minnick jogs over to second base. King to first base. Hello, Diamond. Catcher Kyle Michael. Okay. Words, not many. Roby. Next batter in the lineup we're going to see in the ball game during the batting. His first base position started out in center field. And the batter, Isaac Seppinger. Isaac Seppinger, pretty good size young man. Looking at signals, our stretch is Owen Roby. Our shadow check second base. Again, here's the pitch, he'll square the bunt. That was a bad bat. Tall above the zone, ball one. Back in, right-handed batter's box. Looking at signals. Out of stretch, now a set. Pitch from Roby, a square to bunt again. They go third base line. He's going to let it roll finally. Say he touched it, it's a fair ball. Bordenay was right there on top of the play. To the call and the home plate umpire, who his own call was just like Coach Bordenay's. Fair ball. And evidently, just before it got to the stripe, it had some English on it. It was probably two-thirds of the way for base, and as mentioned before the game, these grass baselines, they were spotted in, I think back in Kevin Miller coaching days. He did a lot of work to this field. Kevin Miller. Grant play. And then stepping in the bat, Keaton Brooks. On each base. The rubber step back in. Looking at single. Look for the batter last time up. Yes, RBI. Now here comes the pitch. No way, ball one. All no strikes. Loaded for the ninth. Nobody out. Top of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Carlotta go the other way to the outfield, left field. Punches it in. Going to take a throw to the plate. Got one run in. Second run comes in to score. Jackson Kane. Single, a two RBI single off the bat of Keaton Brooks. Brooks is at first base. Brooks has the 11 RBI on the season, maybe three in the ball game. Mikey Stapleton, next batter in the lineup. Keaton Brooks is going to leave the base pad. So, double check here. And I'm going to send down to the bullpen area again to try to get loose. Gerke, freshman, is going to run at first base. Keaton Brooks. Runners at first and second base for the night. So, Michael's going to jog out. I'm going to have a conversation. When Roby, right there on the pitcher's rubber. Over. Ball on a Friday night. Started a little bit after 7. A little bit more than 2 hours long to this point. Empire breaks up the meeting. Go back behind home plate dish. And ready for baseball, Mikey Stapleton in the right-handed batter's box. Have a runner at first and second base. Yeah, set when Roby first pitch. The square to bunt. Up to empty. Bunt attempt and a miss. Strike one. Dean Mason was in on the grass at first base. He in close once again. Mikey Stapleton, hope he doesn't hit away. He play at second base on the pickoff move. Good timing play. The star was there, but back safely. Minnick the bat. Here's at first and second, square to bunt again. At back above the zone. One. Deck for the Knights. It's Goot one. One strike. Stretch now is set. Here comes the pitch, square and a bunt. Going to get a bunt down third baseline. It's a good one. He's going to field it. He's hit on the bunt. Keith Stapleton. Huskies instantly couldn't make the play. Runners occupying each base. Heights. Yeah. I'm going to step in. He's the one hitter. The leadoff batter in this ballgame. There's only one. Goot one. Used to work for Coach Rick Holley at Hamilton High. He taught me a lot of stuff. Then swing and a miss. Holley let me know that there is only one leadoff batter in the game. He said a lot of other things he probably shouldn't share, but they're all good. Holley finished his career here at Hamilton High. More wins than losses. A lot of young men about being young men. Sad, here comes a pitch from Roby. On foul ball, out of play. Balls two strikes. Gutwein, right-handed batter. Back in. Bases loaded. Infield is in. Yeah, everybody's on the grass. For infielders. Then looking at signals, Owen Roby. Off the back. Back in. Start, now Hudson Gutwein will step back in. His own pitch. Set. Comes the 0-2 pitch. All back to the screen. Stay at an 0-2 count. Gutwein's fighting him off. Field is shallow in center and right field. So the little bit deeper. Man. That is the 0-2. All back to the screen. Reminds you of last night. Had some Gutwein fighting them off. He had to do the dugout on a low and outside strike call. Remember that? Oh, sad. Here comes the pitch. You know, float one, foul, out of play, right side. Oh. What baseballs they had, Gutwein is finding a home for each one of them. Gutwein have a good quality at bat. Set Roby. The pitch. Pitch finished above the zone. Ball. Folks think it's where the ball lands in the catcher's glove. Not true. The pitch finished above. Front part of the plate. Two strikes. Set. Here comes the pitch. Up on the infield, it's an infield fly rule. Out, but you can run at your own risk if you decide to. Caught by the shortstop. Vonasar, there's one out. Not on Diamond. Adam Hughes is going to walk out. Go with the fourth pitcher here in the ballgame. In mind, this is a crossover game. Means a little bit, but not a lot of bit. Anderson Heights has a doubleheader tomorrow with the Anderson Indians. Going out here and throwing their aces. Ball game. For too long, anyway. Because they got two games to play tomorrow. That's going to be at Anderson. That's a lot of things, man. So what we're talking about. About those Pacers, I think they were up at halftime. How about Annapolis Colts? They're on their way back.
Again, they picked up some pretty key pieces in the draft this year. Forward to seeing how Anthony Richardson bounces back. Hopefully he has a healthy year or a healthier year than last year. A little bit disappointing. overall, they're looking good. Excited to see them in the next season.
Flacco is going to be the backup for Richardson.
That's a great pickup. Because he's like staple for veteran quarterbacks that you want in your QB room for the younger guys to kind of look up to. So I think he's the perfect role model for Anthony Richardson.
Kind of like Carson Wentz when he was here. Maybe he didn't get a fair shake, but I kind of like him.
The Colts kind of seem to have a thing there for a little bit of picking up the older quarterbacks from Carson Wentz to Matt Ryan to Phillip Rivers. They all kind of seem to get the short end of the stick with the Colts. But, yeah, they're all great pickups. But Joe Flacco really, I think, will fit a lot better with this Colts team.
Carson Wentz is the backup Holmes right now?
Like the most surprising thing of free agency was Carson Wentz to the Chiefs was just a little bit out there, kind of random, but we'll see how that works out for him.
So they're back to baseball. They got the warm-ups completed. They're working out a wind-up pitch right down Meridian, strike called. Now we're looking at right-hander number 20, Landon Cook. Landon Cook, junior class member. It's for a strike. The windup, the infield is in. There's one out for the seventh inning. Five contests, Knights in front. Pitch. For the wave. One. Can we tell the batter for the Knights? He's got bases loaded. In the ball game. For Hamilton Heights, number 20, Landon Cook. Mentioned, Huskies have a doubleheader at Anderson tomorrow. Pickoff move. Thought about it. Base. And fake a throw to third base. It's 31 rule. Third, try to throw back to first. Is still in effect in high school baseball. That. A pitch. Squaring a bunt. I bunt. Perfectly done. Trying to make the tag at first base. He'll throw to center phase off the bag. Safe at first. Suicide squeeze. Successful. Detail put that bunt right down the first baseline. It was about simultaneous. Dean Mason fielding the baseball. He tried to put a tag on Detail. Couldn't quite get the tag on. Trying to throw a strike. First base. Baseman Peyton Lawson covering the bag. We shift the shade off the bag. So one run in. It's 11-5. Top of the seventh. One out. Base is still loaded. First pitch. Outside of balls to Lucas Kirky. Robbins is on deck. Back in. Left in the batter's box. Kirky turn in looking at signals. Out of stretch. Texas. First base, third base, now out of the set. Pitch from Cook. Out of ball. Balls. Strikes. On the pitcher's rubber. Field is in. The 2-0 pitch to Gerke. Above the zone, ball three. Balls, no strikes. Universal take sign. Plate is wide open. And Cook, set, pitch, and call. Down Meridian. Friend of mine, he's a gentleman. I said, well, he's an older gentleman. He let me know a couple of years ago. AJ, if a pitcher can throw a strike when he wants to, he should be able to throw a ball when he wants to. And that makes a lot of sense. 3-1. Foul ball. Might be playable. Left side. A lot of room there. Be in front of the dugout. Is made. It's close to the out there. But those 3-2. Balls, two strikes.
off pitch on the way. Here's it going to be going. Third base run. I hope he gets a big arc. There is set. The 3-2 pitch. Four. Dog into first base. Lucas Gerke. Knights put another run across the dish. It's a 12-5 contest. That's going to be the four hitter. 33, Brent Robbins. Still loaded. There's one out on the diamond. Field is still in. Base, first base on the lip of the grass. Shortstop. Char on the lip. Work from the stretch. Here's the pitch. High for ball one. One ball, no strikes, one out. A-night baseball. He's going to play tomorrow at Anderson. First game at 11. Here comes the pitch for ball two. Balls, no strikes. Robin steps back in. In the rubber. And then Cook. Cook, a junior class member. Here's the pitch for a ball. Balls, strikes. Now, this is our all-occupied. Infield is in. Third base. Deep behind the glint of the grass. I come in, might be a, at least ball four. I don't know if that got him. Oh, she heard something. It was inside tight. But it's at first base. Another run comes across the dish. Team five contest. In the back, senior class member, number 20, Caden Minnick. Minnick, a multiple hit ball game for Caden. Dad, here's the pitch. Then outside it, strike call. And outside half. It's 0-1. Both one strike. Now, working out a stretch. Now to set, here's the pitch from Landon Cook. A miss. Might have took some off that. Off-speed pitch. Placed there by Cook. It was 0-2 to Minnick. Kincaid is on deck for the night. Brent Spiegel's now out of the set. Comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Tied it away. One. Ball. Two strikes. Minnick. Standard batter's box. Stretch. Now the set. Here's the pitch from Cook. Pitch high and away. Two. Balls. Two strikes. Minnick entered this game with 20 hits on the season. 15 are singles, doubles. And one inside the Parker Stadium. Here comes the pitch. And tight. Ball three. 3-2 count. 3-2. Runners might be on their move. We'll see. Likely, maybe no. But out of set position comes a 3-2 pitch. Payoff pitch. All back to the screen. 3-2 once again. Minnick battling. And then Cook. Then Cook has played in 16 games offensively. That is a 3-2 once again for ball four. Around the bases once again. It's going to score. Third base. Team five contest. Adam Hughes is going to walk out, have conversation with his infield. Resting, and then he's going to bring out maybe other player right here. We're going to see Dean Mason. Dean Mason, get loose. Mason, pretty good size young man. Dean Mason, the football like a Ray Guy. You've never heard of Ray Guy, have you? And probably back in the day, the best punter there ever was for the Raiders. And then on an all-star game fell, he was the punter, and he told somebody that I'm going to hit that. In the Astrodome, they got this great big hanging chandelier type of scoreboard. He said, I'm going to hit that scoreboard, and he did during the game with a punt. Talk about him, Dean Mason. We're watching him right now. Dean Mason, as I told you, I saw him get a pick six a couple of times as a defensive end right back here on the football field. Dean Mason's dad over here, he played college football, Ball State. Flint, the elder Coach Flint. Me that Coach Flint was one of the nicest courtroom men he'd ever met, and I believe him for one of the stories he told me. Tice went to one final game at Luke Victory Field, okay? Big Bishop Chittard. Just to 13. More like 3-13, because Bishop Chittard, the end zone, with 3 seconds left playing on football for Texas. But anyway, for that game, Dean Mason was, maybe 12, 14, because his dad told me this, in the punt, pass, and kick competition before that game at Victory Field as a youth.
That just shows such great potential. Wish him the best for wherever he ends up deciding to go, if he continues to play sports or whatever. So, that for him.
A defensive end, but he got 5 home runs this year. Remember, 3 in that one weekend with Elwood.
It sounds like 40 picks, football or baseball. I'm sure that there's a team out there somewhere who would be interested in him.
Have a lot of innings in this year. We'll talk about that in a second. But yeah, Steve Mason, right-handed hurler, going to pitch right here in the 7th. Mason has 1 inning belt this season. Infield is in. To miss, Jackson Kane. 1 strike, infield in, 1 out. Voted for the Knights. On deck is Seppinger, Isaac Seppinger. Second pitch to Jackson. Swing and miss. No balls, 2 strikes. They're going to step back in. It's in a multiple hit game. Stretch. Now, with that, here's the pitch. And out. They're saying the outside edge, knee high. Not so sure. Bounce. 7th. Next batter going to be Isaac Seppinger. He in the batter's box. Time up, Seppinger. The bunt down. Working from the stretch, there are signals. Dean Mason. Out of the set, here comes the pitch. Side half, strike call, fastball. Back in. Seppinger, bases loaded, 2 outs. Uncount to Seppinger. Out of the set, here's the pitch. Pitch finishes low. 1. Oh, 1 strike. Back is Keaton Brooks. Back in the rubber, peering in, looking at singles. Alisette checks 2nd. Pitch. Cole. Below the kneecaps. Ball, 2 strikes. Singles out of stretch. Set position. The 1-2 pitch. Miss. Mason comes in. It's out 2 batters. Gets out of the inning. They're going to play defensively. We'll go to the bottom of the 7th inning. Baseball here on a Friday night. Hamilton Heights. They are good hosts. They host games well.
Do. Before the game, filming, and I was set up behind the backstop. And then I didn't even know that the press box was an option. And then I just walked up here. I asked if it was okay if I could film.
And they were super great about helpful about it. They were like, yeah, sure, come on up and go up on the roof if you want to. We'll get you mission cord for the power and whatever else I needed. So it was a great, very welcoming experience. So.
Good, and you absolutely, you know, Coach Borden, the athletic director at Central Catholic, he played baseball, played shortstop for the Knights. He tells me he got 10 trips his year record. There's twice the record. Down below, the gentleman I talked to you, Mr. Alden. I call him Coach Alden because he coached girls basketball for like 29 years, 5 years at Hamilton Heights. Coach Alden, he used to throw curveballs. He was a pitcher at Tipton. He knows about baseball, too, and he knows how fun it can be for others.
The great things about the chip tournament every year is that in the little pamphlet you get, it tells you all of the state records and everything like that. So it's always put through and all the names that you know. From CC, of course, Bourdain's name is in there a couple times. And for football, the Anthrop's names are in there. And it's just really cool to go through and read all the names of all the records and how long it's been around.
Absolutely. I tell you what, Bodie Dare played quarterback for Hamilton Heights. I think he's going to go to the next level, play some quarterback.
Yeah, good luck to him. Be interested to see him follow his career into college. That's a good time.
Absolutely. I tell you what, there's a lot of good athletes, but it's more than just athletics. You know what? You go to the new website on the IHSAA, it says, exactly what I just wrote down, athletics, theology, I mean, to be social. I mean, there's two different things there, and they can both be good.
Yeah, for sure. There's definitely sociology and, like, sports and everything. You have to be social in order to be able to play a sport well. Interact with your teammates and others on and off. Sportsmanship is a huge part of that. I know the IHSA is really big tip. It's good to hear that they're kind of pushing that of social, being social and then sports.
Yeah, thank you, sir. But yeah, Husky's going to bat in the bottom of the seventh inning. Wind up, Lucas Gerkey. Pitch. Swung on, you take one to center field. Brent Robbins going to get a beat under it. He's going to make the catch. Center field. And skying that one was Copeland Boyd. Boyd takes that to center field. Junior class member. Coach Hugh is going to the bench as well as he can. Adam Hughes. We'll never meet a more quality guy than an Adam Hughes, Hamilton Heights ball coach, football offensive coordinator for the Huskies. Pitch comes in high above the zone, ball one. At his box, number two, Chase Hall. Chase Hall, sophomore class member. That's the outside edge, strike called. It was one and one. Hall, sophomore, back in. Oh, he's been to the plate four times. Straight at bats, you know, throw across the diamond there. Mikey Stapleton, ground ball to shortstop, throws across the diamond, gets the play out with Jack Reisman. Two outs. I'm going to step in for Hamilton Heights. Give me number 16, Luke Davis. Luke Davis, he's a junior class member. 9 appearances, 35 at bats, 200 straight up batting average, 282 on base percentage. Work it from right there. Stepping in, right into batter's box. Swing, foul ball, left side out by the Huskies dugout. No balls, one strike. Up here in the seventh inning. The batter here to right hand pitch from Gerkey outside of ball. All one strike. Back in. Wind in the pitch. Ground ball. Second base has to Duke Wine Fielder. The first, Jack Reisman, that gets a put out. Will complete today's ball game. Thank you for tuning in. We'll mention final score the crossover game, Hamilton Heights hosting. Good host. Still Catholic Knights. Knights capture this win, 14-5. And we do thank you for tuning in. If you'll stay tuned, we're going to talk with both coaches here in just a bit. Let's see, replay. We'll try to have the space edited. And we do thank my wife back home. Sound check, keeping things working and organized. And I will mention, no matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, learning, don't let it go. How you're burning. Right now, I'm going to talk to Coach Bournet. Coach Bournet got third place this year in the Hoosier Conference. I'm sure you'd rather have a chance to go for first.
Yeah, you know, we would have rather been playing for the championship game tonight, but, you know, I am really, the way our guys played tonight, you know, we dug ourselves in a major hole, 5-0 in the bottom of the first with no outs, runners on, and, you know, you can't say enough about the job that Lucas Gerke did coming in. Shutting them down, stop the bleeding there in the first inning. Just throwing up goose eggs the rest of the night. So he did a job, and you know, I thought our hitters battled, and you know, we didn't panic when we got down 5-0, and we got on the board with one, and then we got two more, and a couple innings later, made it 5-3, and started putting pressure on them, and but we bunted the ball exceptionally well tonight, and we came through with some clutch hits. So just a great team win.
But you had several players with multiple hits.
Yeah, you know, I thought we had great at bats. You know, I thought you know, once we had their starter on the ropes, we just kind of dug in and passed the baton to the next guy. You know, just keep plugging away, and can't be enough about the way our kids battled and played tonight.
Do you guys a day off tomorrow?
Absolutely, I think they deserve it, and you know, we're hoping to have a stretch of Saturdays here. So we'll give them tomorrow off and get ready for the stretch run next week and then into the tournament. Thank you.
Hey, we're postgame. We're going to go ahead and talk to Coach Adam Hughes. Coach Adam Hughes, I admire you for your football capabilities. I know I've already told them, the audience, that you're an offensive coordinator. And you took over the baseball program this year, and you're gangbusters. The guys love you.
Chase, that it's tough to talk about tonight's game, but yeah, coaching football against LCC, we'd have some success, and we actually gave up more runs today than we have the last two games playing them on the football field. So, time for healthy baseball right now.
I think about this. You know, I remember you out there at first base with your own first baseman's glove. You love baseball, don't you?
As much as anything in the world. You know, it's right behind that is football, but yeah, baseball is my first love and always will be.
You're Wrigley Field. You've been there. Your dad turns you into, I'm sorry, a Bears fan. But I say, well, your family's full of Bears fans.
Sure. Yes, it's a long tradition of losing, actually, besides that one year in 85. But, yeah, it's a definitely family tradition. Sundays is, you know, watching the Bears.
We'll trade in 85 for the rest of their years.
Yes. So, I've got 85 and 16, so the clock's set to in my house.
We're talking about the Bears. How about Caleb Williams? Is that a good choice?
I like that choice. I think he's got a little spunk to him. We'll see what happens, and, you know, that you have right now as a Bears fan is pretty good. Probably opposite of the Vikings fan over here talking to me.
Young quarterback, too. But, hey, I tell you what, you've got two games tomorrow. I brought that up during the ball game. Cavalier's going to have a day off tomorrow. And you're going to play at Anderson, and you're going to become stronger, and you're going to get ready for Garen Catholic.
I draw Garen in the sectional. The tough task, obviously. We're going to play on you. It's going to be, we're going to have a week off. We're going to try to get some games in there with the draw. We end up playing on Saturday, and then we play the Saturday before. So taking 6 days off, trying to find a game in there to try to play somebody, whether we scrimmage somebody, whatever it is, 4 or 5 days a week, and then all of a sudden take a week off. Not the best thing for us, I don't think. So we'll get a game in there that week and see what happens.
So it's going to be at Brabus. Last time I was there, they're playing on grass.
That kind of evens the playing surface for everyone.
So, you know, we got a little bit of quickness at the top of the lineup and take a lot of pitches at the front of the lineup, and you'll get some runners on and see what happens there.
Kokomo Wildcats coming up. Their record right now is 10-9. You've got Frankfort coming up, a doubleheader. Their record right now is 11-8. Some hype is happening.
We're sure hit 11-11. You know, your record, you know, says what you are. You know, we're a 500 baseball team. 3 games early in Kentucky against, you know, 3 top 10 teams in Kentucky. So in state, we are 11-8. But, you know, we're going to do what we can to come back tomorrow. It's a quick turturnround, and we'll leave here tomorrow about 8:30, 9 o'clock. Drive to Anderson, see what happens.
Early in the season, you had a 5-game win streak. Then you had a 4-game win streak. Who's to say you can't start one tomorrow?
That's the deal. We got to go win 2 tomorrow, see what happens. Rolling to Kokomo. This is our last home game, our last scheduled home game. Hopefully we get another one in the week, next 2 weeks, and see what happens. Baseball's a funny game, so you never know.
Yes, I appreciate you a lot.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.